Bilal, let's talk about inflation. Just give us a quick explanation of what is inflation.
So inflation at its core is the increase in prices over time. So it's either demand pull inflation or it's cost push inflation. And the cost push one is where costs are rising and producers have to send through the price to the consumer, which increases prices.
Like electricity.
Like electricity, yeah. The cost of electricity gets more expensive, and that's why that price increases. So yeah, that's a good example. And then the other one is demand pull, where there's a lot of demand for something. And because there's a lot of demand, maybe because there's scarcity of something as well, the price of that widget goes up.
Yep.
And that could be a good example at the moment is the chip shortage. You can imagine that the automakers are paying a lot more for the microchips in their cars because they're all fighting for a very limited supply. So that price goes up, car prices go up as a result of that. And that's what inflation is.
Okay, great. Maybe we can just say why. Why do you think is it important that people take note of inflation? Why should we care if inflation goes to 5% or 8% or 10%? And why should we care if inflation in the US goes up?
It's a good question. I think it probably boils down to purchasing power. You know, your purchasing power gets whittled away. And the average man on the street, can his salary go up at the same rate? You know, does your pension go up at the same rate of like these price increases we see? So I think that's what it boils down to. But also it has a big bearing on your investments, because if inflation spikes, the only way for banks to, or the Reserve Bank to control a spike in inflation or to bring down inflation is with monetary policy. And that's where they manipulate the interest rate to change the flow of money or the way that money is used. If inflation spikes, it normally means they either take money supply off the system, which is maybe not easy to do because you have to work with the banking system for that. The easiest way is to just increase interest rates.
So inflation actually causes interest rates to go up. So it's easier to really think about inflation going up and saying that if that happens, interest rates will go up. And that will affect the interest rate on your mortgage bond, the interest rate on your home on your car loan, the interest rate that you receive on money market deposits, all of those things. But I think also important is asset prices. So what happens to the prices of stocks and bonds? Because if interest rates go up and those risk-free rates are higher, then it means that your discount rate on those investments are higher, which means the price would probably come down.
If you take it to its simplest form, if you buy an equity or a stock or a share, it's part of a company. And what you're buying is you're buying the future earnings of that company and maybe some of its assets. So that's what you pay for. And if the interest rate goes up, the first thing that happens is that that company has to borrow money sometimes, and that cost of borrowing is going to go up because the interest is higher. Okay, so firstly, it will immediately affect the profitability of a company, especially if they're debt heavy, and a lot of companies are debt heavy around the world, the so-called zombie companies that are just kept alive by debt. But at the same time, Carl, I think what you're saying is that discount, those future cash flows of that company, you have to bring them back to a present value somehow. And what you use is you use the short-term interest rates. And if you use the interest rate, a higher interest rate means a lower present value. So while the interest rates were falling, boom, 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 going down and down and down, stock prices were being manipulated upwards because of that. You know, stock prices went up because the discount rate got smaller and smaller.
But I think there was also some sort of alternative investment at play there, because as interest rates go down and your fixed deposit is earning you less, you also tend to go and buy something else that could give you even a dividend that's higher than your fixed deposit rate.
Yeah.
So
True.
So, and that pushes up the price again, even more. So lower interest rates will not only increase the present value of the stocks, but because people then tend to go into different asset classes to find something that's of better value for them, that actually increases the price even further.
Oh, yeah. Just look at bonds. simple example, a bond, a debt instrument that the government issues. You know, the lower the interest rate is, the more people will pay for a bond that has a decent interest rate on it, linked to it. So let's say a bond starts out at 5% interest that it pays you, a coupon. The more the interest rate goes down, the more people would want to rather hold the bond that pays 5%. And the more people that want to buy into that bond, the more demand there is for the price, so the price goes up. And the minute the bond's price goes up, the yield or the return on the bond will come down because it's a fixed-term instrument. So, yeah, bond yields have been coming down. Coming down because prices have been going up, and that's been the status quo now for a long time. And that's also rattling investors around the world, because what if interest rates start going up? And what if you can find an alternative by putting your money in the bank rather than holding a Johnson & Johnson share that pays you a 2% dividend in dollars? You can get 2.5% in the bank. A lot of people are going to sell their shares, which will press the price down. Or a lot of people will dump their bonds, you know.
Ultimately, then, we have to say, you know, what's going to cause interest rates to go up? And that's probably inflation. So that brings us back to the inflation discussion, you know.
Yeah.
What's going to cause interest rates to go up? And that's probably inflation.
Yeah.
And in South Africa, inflation has been going up gradually for a while now. But in the US, we've seen recent spikes in inflation.
Oh, yeah.
Some say it's transitory, so it's probably not going to last. It's going to come down again. It was just a shock to the system. And some people see this as the start of inflation. So I'm not sure where this is going to go. And if it's actual inflation, and if it's going to last. Because if it does, interest rates have to go up in the US.
Yeah. And the Fed, the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, his team, you know, the consensus is that it's kind of going to be transitory, that you've got these pressures on supply that is pressing up the prices. You know, it's that reasoning or that drive behind the short-term spike in inflation. But that spike has happened, and it's not going away. It's been a couple of months now. So the longer it persists, the more people will see that perhaps it's not transitory. Perhaps it's not going to just go away because of supply coming online again. I mean, shipping and everything is under pressure in the world.
You know, a lot of countries have done quantitative easing for a very long time, and then they slow it down a bit, and then they speed it up a bit. But it's been going on for quite some time. And the COVID crash in 2020 saw a massive amount of QE being implemented again by a lot of the developed market countries. And I mean, there's one function for QE, and that's to stimulate economies. If you stimulate economies, it means that they're gonna grow. It means that you stimulate demand, and it means that inflation needs to happen. It's got to happen. If you keep on stimulating an economy and you want it to grow, you have to expect inflation.
It cannot
stay away. It cannot be low forever. Ever. They say technology reduces inflation again, and it does.
Yes.
But I mean, there's so much tech in the world today. Chances are really good that inflation has to happen at some point in time.
Yeah, the problem, I think, is that over the last couple of decades, I mean, post the GFC, they pumped a lot of money into the system at that stage as well, you know. They printed it like crazy. The numbers are about $9 trillion in Europe and the UK and Bank of Japan, about $7 trillion in America. So it's a lot of money that they printed, and everyone... It was unprecedented, so we didn't know if inflation was going to take place. You know, they were putting fuel in the car, they weren't worrying about the brakes yet. And strange enough, or strangely enough, the inflation never really happened. You know, 2013, we had the taper tantrum when they started to taper off, you know, the support, the printing of money. And then 2018, we had some big issues in markets dropping about almost 20% in that December because they started increasing the interest rates. You know, it was only to 2.5% in America, but still, I mean, they started to increase interest rates. So yeah, it's an eventuality, but we've been brought up in the last 10, 15 years to think inflation is not an issue and it's not something that can persist and that it's no longer there because of globalization and technology and all those kind of things. So, but at the moment, we've got a lot of tailwinds for inflation. Supply, look at the energy crisis you've got in Europe at the moment. In China, I mean, China having their own type of load shedding at the moment because they don't have enough energy to keep up with production, and everything gets made in China. So it's an issue. And look at coal prices, you know, all these things that will pull into the price of goods and shipping something. I mean,
I'll throw something else into the box there.
Sure.
So you also have going green, low carbon emissions. Yeah. So now all of a sudden you're expecting companies to be green.
Yeah.
And it doesn't come at a zero cost. To become green will add pressure to your prices. Costs.
Absolutely.
So it's gotta come through at some point in time. You cannot expect, somebody that has a gold mine, to reduce their footprint if they don't spend more money.
Which will press up the price of gold or whatever they produce. I mean, look at the British Airways. They now give you the option of choosing whether you want to buy a normal ticket, a carbon expensive ticket, or a carbon friendly ticket. You know, a ticket that uses green fuel, that is, you know, it's more environmentally friendly. It's very expensive, but you can do that. I think the cost of environmental or ESG, social and governance and all of that stuff, it'll come through into products. If you want something that's sustainable, you're going to have to pay more. And that's a big pressure on inflation. It might not be immediate, but it will come through at some stage. What you just don't want is a lot of inflationary pressures happening at once. And for argument's sake, a lot of pressures are taking place right now, post-COVID and the reopening of economies. Americans are cash flush. They haven't spent their money sitting in banks, you know, sitting in bank accounts. They haven't gone back to work either, which is very strange. But, yeah, they're getting support from the government, so there's no real need to go back yet. And if you can't find labor, it's another pressure on inflation. You know, if your labor cost becomes more and more because you have to pay people more and more to entice them back to work, it's a problem. I think when they do taper back, when they spend less, when they don't give so much stimulus and grants through, maybe that'll, you know, immediately bring people back into the labor market and actually help the situation. So, look, there's arguments both ways, Carl. It could either last a long time with no inflation, or all of a sudden the spike of inflation can persist, which means that eventually they have to put up interest rates, otherwise the economy is going to run way too hot.
Are we saying that people should expect inflation, and are we saying people should expect interest rates to maybe move up? Is that reasonable to say that it's a high probability outcome that something like that would actually happen in the short term or medium term? You know, when is it going to happen? I think to conclude, you know, what would we say? What's going to happen?
What's the concern here?
What's the concern here? And what should people look at? You know, what should they look out for? Because it will impact their finances.
Yeah, look, I think, honestly, it's already happening. It's already happening. You had New Zealand raising their interest rates just after Norway. Norway was the first developed country to do it. Now you had New Zealand that did it, South Korea did it. So they're starting to raise interest rates around the world. It's happening. 11 emerging markets did it in September, you know. So, and we were supposed to, South Africa was supposed to, but I think the election probably kind of kicked the can down the road a little.
A country like New Zealand increasing interest rates, doubling their interest rates, doesn't really mean anything, and they know it means nothing for the world and for stock markets. But the Fed knows if they had to double interest rates tomorrow, the market will just go into shambles. It would, I don't want to see it. It would be chaos.
Pullback would not be pretty. Yeah. So, I mean, the risk of inflation is there, and it's rising. And the spikes, everyone expected the spikes. Problem is that the spikes are lasting, and they may continue to last. And if they continue to last, interest rates are the next logical step. Emerging markets will put up interest rates. They've started and they'll continue to do it because inflation is already an issue in emerging markets. Developed markets, I don't know. The European Union, the ECB, I don't know how quickly they would raise rates. There's very little inflation there. America's seen a big spike. So maybe the Americans are first, but they'll start to taper. We'll see how the market reacts on tapering. And eventually they will start to raise interest rates. And South Africans should expect inflation to rise, interest rates to rise this year. So I think the Reserve Bank will do it in November. And they said they want to do a quarter of a percent increase every quarter for the next couple of years, 2 years. So to kind of get us back to that kind of a repo rate of about 6, you know.
Yeah, so that's good news for retirees.
Good news.
They can expect to earn a little bit more on their cash deposits.
Yeah, low-risk investors.
So the low-risk investors, they will do well. Yeah. The equity investors, they should
Equity investors could win initially, you know, if they put up interest rates slowly enough. Equities can continue to rally. If they do it too fast, it'll be bad. So it's anyone's guess. Inflation is here. It might develop more into interest rates, and everybody should just be aware of what it means for them.